All right, let's dive in. We're looking at the Spiritual Seek today. It's a website and app all about personality tests. But, and here's a twist, with a spiritual angle.
Interesting.
And, you know, everyone listening wants to know what makes these tests unique, right? Like, what sets them apart? There are tons of personality quizzes out there. So many are free, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, these give us something more meaningful, something, you know, different. We're going to find out, because we've got their article right here. They lay out exactly why they think their tests are special, why they're worth checking out.
Oh, cool. So it's like their sales pitch.
It is. It's like, here's why you should pick us. And you know what? They totally acknowledge all those other tests out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They use it to their advantage, actually. Like, they're saying, hey, we know you've got options.
Clever. So how do they make their case?
Let's break it down. What's the first thing they highlight?
Well, right off the bat, they emphasize quality. Like the quality of their questions.
Yeah.
And the answers. Not just your typical multiple choice scales.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they talk about making you really think. Their tests are designed to be more thought-provoking, to encourage introspection.
So, no just checking boxes.
Exactly. It's about going deeper, digging into the why behind your choices.
I can see how that'd lead to more interesting, more personalized results, more nuance, too.
Right. And speaking of personalized, they offer a full report after you finish a test.
Okay, cool. That makes sense.
Oh, and a certificate of participation.
Wait, a certificate? Really? For a personality test?
Yes. Now I know what you're thinking.
Right?
Who cares? Right?
Kinda, yeah. What do you do with that?
But put yourself in the listener's shoes for a second. Our listener is all about learning, gaining knowledge.
True, true.
And they love achieving their goals.
Oh, I get it. It's like proof. Like a reward for putting in the effort to learn about themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah. It validates the whole experience, makes it feel official.
Right. It could even encourage further exploration, don't you think?
For sure. Like, hey, I did this. I learned something. It's a nice little boost.
And that full report we mentioned, that lets them go back, review their results, really absorb those insights, not just a quick, forgettable quiz.
It's more structured, purposeful.
Yes.
I like that. It's designed for deeper learning and reflection. Okay, you've got my attention. What else?
Well, get this. They also include links to articles.
Articles?
Articles that go deeper into, you know, the themes of each test.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Right.
That's like they're saying, hey, here's a taste. Now go satisfy your hunger for knowledge.
They know self-discovery is a journey, not a one-time thing. And they're providing those resources to support that journey.
Totally. And it fits perfectly with our listener, right? Always thirsty for understanding, always wanting to learn more.
For sure. So are you sold yet?
Almost. There's this one thing that's kind of bugging me. They keep saying their tests are semi-professional. Wow. I don't get it.
Ah, yeah. That's an interesting choice of words.
What does that even mean?
Well, they're upfront about it. These tests aren't given by, you know, licensed professionals. They're not interpreted by them either. That's the semi part.
Okay, but then how are they different from those free quizzes everyone takes for fun?
They say their tests are more rigorous, go deeper, offer more insight.
So it's like finding a middle ground, right?
Yeah.
Between a super professional assessment and a casual self-guided exploration.
Exactly. And some people might really want that professional guidance, but others, they might prefer the flexibility of doing it on their own.
True. But here's the thing. No human element, right? Does that make the results less valid?
That's a great question. I think it depends on what you're looking for. If you want a diagnosis, like a clinical thing, then these probably aren't the tests for you.
Right.
But if you're looking for a tool to explore, to spark some introspection, to learn more about your spiritual side, then the Spiritual Seek might be exactly what you need.
Okay, you've got me hooked. Tell me, what specific tests did they talk about?
Right.
Anything stand out?
They did highlight a few. The Awareness Test, the Awakening Test, and the Great Personality Test.
Ooh, okay. Let's start with the Awareness Test. What makes it so special?
Well, they call it their most unique offering. Focuses on, you guessed it, awareness. They claim it's far more in-depth than any other awareness test out there. And they encourage you to take it multiple times to really explore different parts of your awareness.
They really emphasize depth, don't they? And exploring all those different facets. Okay, what about the Awakening Test? Is that like a sudden spiritual revelation?
Hmm, Not necessarily. More about gradually uncovering your spiritual potential, I think. They present it as a companion to the awareness test, like they work together.
I like that. A more complete picture, then.
Yeah, like they're guiding you on a journey, layer by layer.
Now, the Great Personality Test. What makes it so great?
Well, it's got 65 questions. That's a lot. Suggests a pretty comprehensive approach.
Wow. Yeah.
And get this, it's got a self-calibrating feature.
Self-calibrating? What's that?
The questions change as you answer. They adapt based on your previous responses.
Whoa, that's pretty cool. It's like the test is learning about you
as
you're learning about yourself.
Exactly. They say you should take this one 3 times for deeper reflection each time. And they claim it can generate 80 different personality descriptions.
80? Wow, that's a lot.
Right. So many possibilities.
They really thought this through, haven't they? Created a truly personalized experience.
Yeah, it seems like it, yeah.
This is fascinating.
Oh, and they mentioned a few other tests, too. The mental age test, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, even though it's presented in a humorous way, the results are actually pretty serious.
Interesting.
Serious and prickly, they said. And then there's the logical intelligence test. No time limit on that one. And the emotional intelligence test tries to cover every possible emotional reaction you could have.
Okay, so they've got a test for, like, everything. But are these just for adults?
Nope. They emphasize that their tests are for all ages, appropriate for everyone. They even have a special one, the Youth Wisdom Test, for kids 9 to 15.
That's awesome. I love that. It makes it feel more accessible, more welcoming. To everyone, really, regardless of, you know, background, age, all that.
And speaking of inclusivity, they talked about using elegant language and imagery that's suitable for all audiences, and all the tests are gender neutral.
I like that.
Shows they've really considered, you know, the needs and sensitivities of different people, making it a safe space for everyone.
Totally agree. But there's one thing that keeps popping up, and it's kind of throwing me off. They keep saying their tests are fun.
Fun.
Yeah, fun. I get that learning should be enjoyable, but can a personality test really be fun?
Yeah.
Isn't self-discovery supposed to be challenging, maybe even a little uncomfortable sometimes?
That's a great point. Maybe fun isn't the right word.
Right.
But maybe they've found a way to make introspection more engaging, more playful.
Maybe.
Like taking off some of the pressure, approaching self-discovery with a sense of curiosity, lightheartedness even.
I'm not totally convinced, but I'm open to seeing how they pull it off.
Right.
So is it all substance or is it just clever marketing?
That's the question, isn't it? And that's what we'll be digging into next time. We'll explore those potential benefits, those drawbacks, see if the spiritual seek lives up to the hype.
Welcome back. So before we jump into like the good and the bad, the pros and cons, I want to go back to something we talked about earlier. Remember that semi-professional thing?
Oh, yeah. That definitely stuck with me. I'm still kind of hung up on it.
It's a weird phrase, right?
It is. Like, are they trying to say, hey, we're legit, but not too legit?
Right. It's this weird balance. They acknowledge their tests aren't, like, clinical or anything, but they're also trying to say, we're more than just a silly quiz you take online.
For our listener, I think that's key. That distinction.
Oh, absolutely. Our listener wants substance.
They want depth.
Yeah.
Real knowledge.
Right. And I think that's where it gets interesting. Because on the one hand, it's kind of appealing, isn't it? No therapist looking over your shoulder.
Yeah, it feels more personal. More like your own journey.
Exactly. And some people might be intimidated by, like, a formal evaluation. So this might feel more comfortable. True. But then the other side of that is, how accurate are the results? I mean, no expert to interpret them, right?
That's the big question. And I think it's important for our listener to be discerning. Use critical thinking.
So not taking the results as gospel.
Exactly. More like a starting point, a way to get you thinking.
Okay. That makes sense. Like a compass maybe points you in a general direction, but you still have to navigate the terrain yourself.
Perfect analogy. Okay. So let's talk benefits. What could be good about this whole spiritual approach to personality tests?
Well, one thing that jumps out at me is self-awareness. It seems like these tests are more about uncovering nuances, complexities, not just putting you in a box like some other tests do.
Right. It's less about categories, more about understanding the whole unique you.
And for someone on a growth path,
that
kind of self-awareness can be huge, super empowering.
Imagine, you know, discovering a pattern in your behavior that you weren't even conscious of.
Or realizing why certain things trigger you.
Exactly. Those insights can be transformative.
It's like suddenly you see yourself with fresh eyes.
And that can be the push you need to make real changes. But we have to talk about the spiritual side too. How could these tests fit into someone's spiritual journey?
That's a good question. I think for someone who's feeling lost spiritually, these tests could give them a sense of direction, a path to explore.
They provide a framework, a way to understand your place in the bigger picture.
And those articles they talked about?
Yes.
Those could lead to even more learning, deeper exploration. Maybe someone finds a new meditation practice they love, or a spiritual tradition that speaks to them.
It's about more than just self-discovery. It's about spiritual growth, too, feeling connected to something bigger.
This is getting pretty exciting.
Right. But we have to stay grounded, too.
Of course. Of course.
Not everyone's going to have a life-changing experience.
Right. Some people might just find it fun, interesting, and for others, it might not click at all.
Exactly. Like any tool, it's about how you use it and who's using it.
But even if you don't have some huge spiritual awakening, there's still value.
Right. Absolutely. It could spark curiosity, encourage you to look inward, plant a seed for future exploration.
Okay, so lots of potential benefits. But let's get real. What about drawbacks?
One thing that worries me is the lack of scientific backing.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
You're on your own interpreting these results. No guarantee they're accurate or objective.
So take it with a grain of salt.
Exactly. Don't let it be the final word on who you are. Trust your gut, too.
Intuition is key.
Yes. If something feels off, question it.
Don't let a test define you.
Right. It's a tool, a guide, not a dictator. Now, another thing, and this is important with spiritual stuff, misinterpretation.
Oh, that's a big one.
Spirituality is so personal. What resonates with me might not resonate with you.
We don't want people feeling boxed in by labels, right? Spiritual labels that don't actually fit.
Exactly. There's no one right way to be spiritual. So approach these tests with an open mind, but be critical too.
Ask yourself, does this feel true to me, to my experience?
And if the answer is no, that's totally okay. It's your journey.
Okay, so we've talked general pros and cons, but what about specific tests? You said you were curious about the awareness test.
Yeah, that one really stood out, that emphasis on depth and the idea of taking it multiple times.
Like, awareness is not just a one and done thing, it's always evolving.
And they really claim it's unique, like nothing else out there compares.
I'm also intrigued by the awakening test. It feels like it taps into a deeper longing for connection, purpose.
It's presented as a companion to the awareness test, like two sides of the same coin.
Working together to create a fuller picture. And then there's the great personality test.
Ah, yes, their flagship. 65 questions, self-calibrating, 80 different personality descriptions. They went all out.
It sounds super comprehensive.
And that self-calibrating thing is wild. The test learns as you learn. Pretty cool.
They also mentioned the mental age test.
Oh, yeah. Lighthearted, but they said the results can be surprisingly serious.
So maybe more than just a fun distraction.
Possibly. And it's awesome that they have tests for all sorts of things. Logical intelligence, emotional intelligence, even one for kids.
I love that they cater to different interests, different needs, makes it more accessible for everyone.
They even have a quick version of the MBTI, the 16 personalities test, for those who want something faster. It's like a buffet of self-discovery options.
It is. But with so much to choose from, it could be overwhelming, don't you think?
Definitely. For someone just starting out, it's like, where do I even begin?
Right. What advice would you give them, our listener, I mean? They're curious but feeling a little lost.
I'd say follow your gut. Which test speaks to you the most? Is it awareness, awakening, personality, something else? Start there. And remember, it's okay to take multiple tests. Experiment. Explore different parts of yourself.
That's great advice. Be playful. Be curious. See what you discover. But ultimately, the big question is, do these tests actually make a difference in people's lives?
That's what it all comes down to, right? We'll tackle that next time.
All right. Welcome back to our deep dive. We've been exploring the spiritual seek and their, you know, unique approach to personality tests. We talked about their features, the potential benefits, even some possible drawbacks. But now, the big question. Do these tests actually make a difference?
Yeah, that's what we want to know, right? It's one thing to have fun taking a test, get some insights, but does it actually change anything in your life?
Exactly. Because our listener, they're all about growth, right? Mm-hmm. They want tools that actually help them evolve, become better versions of themselves, not just entertainment.
Right. And I think that's where the spiritual seek might really stand out, because it's not just about self-knowledge. It's about combining those personality insights with this like spiritual framework, a roadmap for growth.
So how could that look in real life? What kind of impact are we talking about?
Well, just the act of taking the test can be a catalyst. You're forced to reflect, you know? Think about your answers. Even if you don't agree with the results, it makes you more aware of your thoughts, feelings, behaviors.
It's like holding up a mirror. You see yourself maybe for the first time.
Exactly. And that can lead to deeper self-awareness. Maybe you uncover a belief that's been holding you back or a strength you never realized you had.
And for someone who's driven, like our listener, those aha moments are gold. They can change everything.
Imagine finally understanding why you keep repeating the same patterns in relationships, at work, whatever. That awareness gives you the power to change it.
So we're talking real transformation, not just like surface level stuff. But what about the spiritual piece? How does that fit in?
Well, if someone's feeling spiritually lost, these tests can offer a sense of direction, like a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
They give you a framework for understanding your spiritual self.
It's like, here's where you are, and here are some paths you could take.
And remember those articles they talked about?
Oh, yeah.
Those can be a gateway to deeper learning. Maybe you discover a new meditation practice or a spiritual tradition that resonates with you.
So it's not just about self-discovery. It's about connecting to something bigger.
Exactly. But we have to be real. Not everyone's going to have some huge life-altering experience.
Of course.
Some people, it might just be fun, interesting. Others, it might not click at all.
Right. And as we talked about before, use your critical thinking skills.
Absolutely.
Don't just blindly accept everything. Okay, so let's zoom out for a second. Big picture. If these tests can really impact people, what does that mean for society?
Ooh, good question.
Could more self-awareness, more spiritual exploration lead to a better world? More compassion, more connection?
I think so. When people are more in tune with themselves, they're more likely to understand others too. Empathy, you know?
Like a ripple effect. One person changes and it spreads outward.
Exactly. So more people on this journey of self-discovery, it could create a collective shift.
Mm-hmm.
Toward awareness, compassion, purpose.
Now, that's a vision worth striving for.
Yeah.
But it all starts with individual action, right?
It does. The real work is taking those insights and putting them into practice, making choices that reflect your values.
Living a more meaningful life. So, for our listener, what's the takeaway message here? If they're intrigued by the spiritual seek, what should they do?
I'd say approach it with an open mind. Be curious. Don't be afraid to explore. To dive deep into your spiritual self.
And remember, this is just the beginning. The real journey starts after the test, when you take those insights and integrate them into your life.
It's about growth, evolution, connecting with your truth.
Creating a life that reflects your deepest values, your aspirations.
Beautifully said.
So if you're ready to explore to see what the spiritual seek has to offer, go for it.
Happy seeking. And that's a wrap for today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the spiritual seek. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.